Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside. It's going to be a spectacular day, kind of cloudy, but we're rejoicing in the good blessings of the Lord. It's Wednesday again, and we are looking forward to a wonderful night in the house of the Lord, worshiping Him, singing the songs of Zion, preaching through the book of Acts. Actually, in just a few moments, I will be preaching from the book of Acts, looking in chapter number 18, and enjoying a good study from the couple's life named Aquila and Priscilla. And I'll be looking forward to getting into that in just a few moments. Yesterday, I had a tremendous day teaching the Bible and investing in the lives of the students at the Sanford Christian Academy, and also continued work on our cabinet project that I've been building for some time. It takes a while to build cabinets whenever there's so many of them to build and so many doors and drawers to install and the different things that are involved. A lot to it, but God is helping me. Also yesterday, I was able to take about 3.5 hours out of the day and defend my title at the local club, the local golf club, Sanford Country Club, where my boy is the pro. And I was able to defend the club championship, and grateful to the Lord for His blessings of being a consecutive club champion. Just love the game and appreciate a little bit of recreation along the way that we might be able to clear our mind and continue on for the Lord. In your Bibles today, again, Acts chapter number 18 and verse number 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born of Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, and came unto him. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. Here we are introduced to an amazing couple that was used by God in an amazing way. This is a couple that were committed to Christ, and that's the challenge that I have today. I wonder who's listening, that you are that couple that's committed to Christ. Are you committed to what the Lord is doing in your life? This couple were used by God to be a help and a blessing to the Apostle Paul. And even in Romans chapter 16 and verse number 4, he says of them, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus." And you think about the helpers that they were, how they encouraged Paul. And you look in Romans 16:3, and it says, "For my own life have they laid down their necks." And this is an amazing couple that helped the man of God. And that's what we need today in our churches across America and literally around the world, is we need couples that are committed to Christ's work, that are committed to the man of God, that are committed to the different things that are going on in our country, committed to make a difference. Priscilla and Aquila, they were that couple. It begs me to ask the question today, are we couples that are committed to Christ? Are we committed to His church? Can the preacher count on you at the local assembly, being there every time the church doors are open? Are we committed to be a soul winner and to challenge people? Are we committed to discipleship that we might be able to train others in the work of God? You get to the end of this chapter and you find this couple training Apollos and able to help him along the way. The Bible says, "And they begin to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took unto him and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." Apollos was a little bit off. He had great zeal, had great fervor, and he was mighty in the scriptures, but he was just a little bit off. And Aquila and Priscilla took him aside and explained unto him the way of God more perfectly. God used this couple in a great way, and God desires to use each of us. May we be willing couples that are ready to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.